Troop Riley's Gaff is recorded in Strangers Barbers down at 80 Kent Street in the Barras. Come down, get yourself a wee chop. Cheers.
But you know, for the most part, nothing indifferent. Sometimes be stuck in my ways. Weekend fucked up in somebody's kitchen. Stick in my hand, I'm chilling with the troops and my few cans doing, so I walk like Winston. Trust me, I wake up hanging. You hang that I'm leaving this bed, you're kidding. I'm sitting on back in the pad, get deep fried, and I smoke some packs of the grass. Put the feet up, kick back and relaxing at best. No, I'm sticking on Riley's
game. Jamie, back in the lab.
Back again.
Mate, second day in a row, we're firing these out.
You're on the clock.
At these suckers.
Mate. We've been working hard.
We have, mate. We need to be grafting.
Know who else is working hard? Fucking Drizzy and Kendrick. Oh, what's going on, mate?
The ghostwriters are working hard for that kid. That pedo, mate. I've flip-flopped literally since last night.
I flip-flop every time one tune comes
out. Same. And I kind of nearly done it. I nearly done it with Drake's tune the day. You heard Drake's new tune that he brought of the day?
No.
I just keep going to Morgan. Hi, Joe, by the way.
You there? Drake's pish, man. So's Kendrick Lamar. That's the best of the cunts, man.
Would you
fuck
dance
pish?
Date the roommate?
I don't even need to date the date to their cell by existing, man. Oh. Fucking mad dick.
I'm
doing all right, mate.
I both of them are doing fine.
Two fucking embarrassments,
no,
mate.
Pure fuck. Who the fuck did even hang me up?
They just embarrassed herself doing that, man.
No, mate. The world was on fire,
mate. I keep turning to Morgan just randomly every other day, like, fucking Drake just dropped, and she's like, what the fuck's happened this time? I've got her feel hooked at eight of that, but Drake dropped the day. Right, so do you want me the wee timeline of the...
Mate, there's nothing I'd love Mel New to drop the Drizzy and Kendrick timeline right now.
Right, let's do it. Can I get my notes out?
You got notes out?
I've got a note on the timeline, and I've got a couple of wee notes about the beef as a whole, mate. Obviously, you've been more focused on the Quavo and...
Quavo and Breezy are gone. Breezy. There's no two ways about it.
Who jinks winning it between Chris, the two of them?
I thought Chris Brown was too pussy to step to a guy like Quavo, but then I'm like, Quavo?
Mate, I think Migos
would. Who jinks a Quavo, Joe?
Quavo's no bad,
actually. I want to mention this, mate, because I said this to Morgan the day, right? You can never guess his opinion on anything, bro. Because like, he done that to me at the weekend. You heard of that cunt yeet? And I was like, I need on. He's fucking class, mate.
He loves yeet, mate.
I don't mind Migos and all that. Migos quite good.
Migos are good. Migos are the boys, mate. I think they're about it.
Migos are washed.
But I don't know if it was Offset that died.
I got pinged, mate.
Offset was it?
They've never recovered from him.
I think he was like the best one and all. But I like Quavo. Quavo! I like that gun, mate.
But I think Chris Brown... I feel like he's a bit of a shady character. I know that might be an understatement because he literally battered a woman.
Aye.
But aside for that, even if he didn't do that, I don't know, something makes me...
You don't get to that level, right, but fucking fucking a few people. Getting a few people snuffed out.
Mate, you don't get to that level for fucking a few... I put all the beef sale, mate.
It's all about bitches.
Mate, see, and the old boy doing his bitches.
You ever do when he's bitches getting on?
And couldn't wait teeth at a bus, though.
Tell us about the beef.
So the first tune, well, obviously this is kind of bent back to, because I watched a video on it last night, and it was like 2021 and that. There was like Sly Diggs for Drake and like hundreds of tunes about J. Cole and Kendrick and that, or I don't know if it was J. Cole, but definitely about Kendrick.
J. Cole always gets a band.
He's always getting it. Fucking just mad saying
it. I seen somebody write a tweet the day, it was like a picture of J. Cole, and it was like, no allegations, like no drama, blah, 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 just straight ass songs. like shite shit. That's so true.
I've never liked any of J. Cole's tunes.
No, mate, don't. Right, so, I'll admit that, but what one are you
going? The only one I do like, which is weird, is it's like, I'm looking for a white picket fence.
Mate, the only answer is Wet Dreams, mate.
Oh, wait, but that one annoys me.
Thinking that I'm smashing, but I'm sleeping.
that's a bit over.
I'd have ever been like baked when I was younger. Listen to that. That guy's talented.
He like, knows who that. But
all these other rappers talk about bitches and that.
Aye.
He's like, telling the story and the plot twist of he's a virgin and it... Oh, mate.
Aye.
J. Cole. I'm a J. Cole's caller. I'm taking a J. Cole.
See, at the start, I was like, obviously Drake's a pedo, right? So we can't...
Would you... Right, hold on, let's... let's...
Right, well, I'll do the run through first.
If you think Drizzy's not watching this, you crazy, bro.
You crazy,
you need
bro.
To watch what you're saying.
Around Drizzy, bro.
So how obviously is he a pedo? You get evidence?
No.
Did they not try and like court the wee lassie at Stranger Things?
Aye, Millie Bobby Brown and that.
Like, MBB?
He's a weird guy. You're a lassie, I think.
You like a bit of her there?
Well, she's a great actor, mate. She's a great actor. That's what I like. Damsel,
as
mate.
As Drake said at all,
I'm
mate.
A Damsel fan, all right? I've seen Damsel and I like it. Right, so the first tune was Drake with Push Ups. That was like rapping Give Me 50, you know, which was heavy good. That was like, oh, that's a pure tune. And then Kendrick went back with Euphoria, which I didn't really like that much. I didn't really
sounded like a mad folk song or something.
Aye. So then Kendrick double dropped 6:16 in LA.
Double dunted?
He get double dunted, mate, which cunts were saying like that just shows him. Like, because he obviously writes all his tunes himself and he's just sitting battling them out. Mind the way I used to talk about Chip Diddy Chip when it came to beefs, mate.
Mate, none of them would get near Chipmunk. If Chipmunk decides to hop in this beef,
see if his pen's half safety. You don't take Chip's pen off safety, mate. Bro. You do not do it.
It does. I don't even think it's got a safety on it.
No,
the pen.
Mate, that's just
I think
ready.
He's lying about the safety.
It's a scatter pen. It's a Tommy pen, mate.
I remember, mate, no, it's so funny. See, like, the first ever time I took acid was in pages, like, or like right through till like sort of early morning, you know what I mean? Because you're just sitting up. I remember like he was showing me the Bugsy Malone and Chip.
Yes.
And I was still tripping. I was like, this is like the greatest thing I think I've ever seen. Like now, just you pure love it, you're like, you pure appreciate things. I was like, this is amazing. Like, because I'd never even seen any, and it was like Bugsy Malone and a Stoney nap. I'm going, take your head off, man.
Wee Chip, mate.
Because every time you hear it, this is like the funniest part about like rappers going back and forth. Every dish you hear, you're like, ah, how's he going to come back to that, man?
There's no recovery for
there's
that.
There's nothing.
One.
And then you're like, mate, no, he's killed it. Like, when the reply comes.
Mate, that's happened to me every single time here after this point. So as I said, 6:16 in LA, didn't really know too much madness, right? Gets mad when Drake drops Family Matters, which was an actual tune, bro.
So what is he saying in that?
So he's saying like, there's allegations of like Kendrick beating his wife. There's allegations of like him having baby mamas that he doesn't talk to. But then there's a guy called Dave Free. I don't know who that is. Do you know who that is?
I keep seeing his name bandied about.
So it's this guy that it must be a rapper or whatever, right? I'm not too sure. But he keeps like commenting on like Kendrick's ex-wife's or his baby mama's like pictures of the Wayne, like we love hearts and that. And he's saying that's his Wayne and that. So it's like there's all that part. But then it's mainly the... You're a fucking abuser and that shit. This is when it starts getting into the legal allegations, know what I mean?
Can he fucking lay hands on your baby, man?
No, you can't be dating that, mate. Oh, no, but I think this is obvious, like, so he's saying, like, you've been engaged for, like, 5 years, you don't want to make your wife. He's like, you a dog and you know what, you just play nice. Like, he's just saying, he's just shagging her.
Like, but he's just acting like a nice guy.
I feel, I do like that one. At the end, he says a thing about, like, him battling his missus and that. But then... So that's called Family Matters. And then Kendrick comes back with Meet the Grahams, which is Drake's...
The daughter on that?
Drake's, like, family names, the Grahams. Mm. So he's like, dear Dennis, I'm sorry that their man is your father. I wouldn't want to, you know, and it's pure, like... Goes on about Adonis. He's like, you won't understand this now. You're going to be your own man. You'll carry yourself as a king. Just listen to this when you're 18. He's like, you're not going to be like your dad. You're some boy now.
Oh, he's trying to steal the sun, mate.
He says that. He's like, let me be your mentor. I'll take you there. He's pure like...
grooming Drake's son.
Grooming him. He's trying to get a bit of what Drake's up to, obviously. But then... Aye, then he goes, mate. He's like, dear Sandra. Like, his man's name. He's like, dear Sandra... You've raised a horrible child. You're fucking like he's. I think he starts talking to his dad, Dennis, at that point. He's like, yeah, I blame you for his addictive this, and that, all this shit. You've raised him terribly. And he's like, and he's getting paid by proving who he is because of you. Maybe saying because his dad's black or whatever. He's like, should ask for more paper and more paper and how, more paper.
Yeah, how Drizzy got to come back?
How, that's what I was sitting listening to this, mate. Like, he's like, dear Sandra, sit down. I need to tell you this. Your son's a sick man with sick thoughts. I think
mate,
he should
it's
die.
Even it's even worse, like, hearing something about yourself. It's the other cunt trying to help your family. That's like that. You don't need this cunt.
Mate, so then the next verse is an allegation that Drake's had a baby lassie that was 11 years old. who he abandoned and doesn't talk to and that. And he's like, dear baby girl, I'm so sorry that your dad's acting like you don't exist. He doesn't exist inside your world and that. And he does all this shit and it's pure heartfelt and that. But then drops another one called Not Like Us. And it's the one that's like, certified lover boys, certified pedophile. Fuck him
mate,
up.
The pedo allegations are crazy, mate. Like, see, once they hit you, mate, but I think if anybody can bat the pedo allegation, mate, Drizzy.
Drizzy with a home run.
Pedo ball.
Oh, he's flying a pedo ball, isn't
mate,
he?
All he needs to do is like bring out another, and then it's like one that's got the sound. Mate, he needs a sound
passion
of the summer.
From miles away.
Passion the things you say. Mate, he can do what he wants. Mate, if you've got that many tunes, that like
he's a hit maker, mate.
He's a hit maker. There's no other.
But it's funny because that's his. So in Kendrick's hints, he's always saying he's like about his daughter and that. He's like, you should be fucking. He's like, he should be watching Frozen with you or doing this with you or doing that. But he's in tux, popping perks and popping his arse. Imagine that. Like, because Drake is 40 odd.
Drake's fruity, bro.
And he's zesty as all
he's
hell, bro.
He's a zesty boy, man.
He's zesty as a lemon, bro.
Like, he is.
Because, like, I don't know, man. I'm just trying to picture Frank Kelly, pot Mackey's, fucking shaking his ass with the birds and all that at like 45.
Shaking his ass with the birds?
Mate, that's what he does. He's like, you might go and pop ass with him, mate. And I think Drake can pop ass, mate. Mate, the best tune of this full beef, Metro Boomin. Put a beat on, I don't know if this is true, right, but he put a beat up and said like, make tunes with this, because he was wet to reply with a diss track, but he doesn't sing of that obviously. So he just put this mad beat up and then somebody made a tune called BBL Drizzy. It's BBL Drizzy, BBL Drizzy. It's like, I'm thinking the mistake of what is such it, a tune, bro.
What is it that they're saying Drake's got implants, abs?
They're saying that he used Ozembic. He's like, that's what he says to Mad Adonis. He's like, fuck Ozembic, he's like, get a gym membership. No, he's like, well, I'm gonna be a man, and all. Because it's like, apparently he's had liposuction and had fake abs and like Ozembic and that. That's what I mean. He is an embarrassing guy.
He's like, he is a mad embarrassing character, but then like, he'll bring an album out and you're like, ah, mate. You'll be like, I don't know, and then like, you hear a few tunes and that, you'll be like, mate, that's undeniably good. It's like, I'm like, wait, where, like, the guys. I don't know, man.
I know what you mean. It's one of the, you can remove the art for the artist, mate. You take One Dance or fucking, all that shit. See all the tunes, that mad time of Drake, that was when I was loving him.
You
mate.
Didn't touch
that
him,
was when
bro.
I was loving him. What was the one? It's like God's plan and all that, mate. I was like, wishing on me.
I only love my bed and my mama, bro.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I can't do that.
Mate, he's had some. Mate, take care on that.
How funny, how like good do you need to be to make cunts be like, hang on a mad bar? It's like, oh, I love my bed and my mama.
That's true. Because another thing about Drake is he's obviously got like 40 cunts on every tune. The credits are wild. Like, there's like 15 people on maybe that tune, know what I mean? Like on the writing of
somebody's got to be the face of it, mate.
Somebody, and I'm no saying anything bad. Like, I'm like, mate, Elvis didn't write same tunes.
You hate to see Drizzy shine, mate.
BBL Drizzy's my boy. BBL Drizzy is my boy.
You're all over that Kendrick.
But
Calf, mate, Kendrick,
mate, see that tune, Meet the Grahams?
Aye.
It's like a mad piano in that, mate. And it's pure. Like, when you listen to it, you're like, this is like an amazing rap tune. Aye. Like, never mind beefs and all that. That's like the best, like,
beef aside.
But then, so I'm just about to say that I think Meet the Grahams is like the best diss track ever, because it's just mental, mate. It's like the mad shit. It's just hundreds of wee details about his life, and the album art was like one of his shirts and like a Maybach gloves. I don't know what it meant, but it all meant something. There's pills in that and then receipts for shit. Like a receipt for like, so I think this is what this is. So in Family Matters, Drake shows a ring and it looks heavy, like the one for that fucking Kendrick proposed to his missus with. But then in Meet the Grahams in the cover art, he had a receipt for like a jeweler's that was the receipt that he bought that ring, that Drake bought that ring. So it's like somebody's like,
he's got a mad mole he's got and a can't buy.
But then no, Drake's tune that he brought, oh, so Not Like Us is the one that's got like the the mad house with the sex offenders hangs over it. Mm-hmm. And it's like that certified paedophile and that. So that one was mental. That stuck going on about Weinstein and all that, and comparing them to this and that, saying like just, I think you should die. And that was another thing. I don't know if it was in Euphoria or something, but at the start, Kendrick was like, I hate the way you walk, I hate the way you dress, I hate the way you look, I hate the way you talk. Not just, he was like hating. He's like, I'm the biggest hater. No, he's like, he was went full like the biggest hater of anybody ever in that one. So that set up to being like, these cunts actually don't like each other. Know what I mean?
Look, like rap rivalries aside, these guys just don't like each other. Mate, we need to just become like, I think this podcast should just exclusively be covering like hip hop beefs.
Aye, we should.
We should just constantly just look at and get pure in depth of them.
The mad weird ones, Mos Def. We need to turn into
what's the Adam 22 podcast? He does
No these, Jumper.
I mate, we're the new jumper.
Mate,
we should do that and like fucking they. Mate, they shag every guest that goes on in that.
Oh, do they?
Aye, like the porn stars and that. We should fucking
just everybody,
anybody that comes on,
porn star or not.
Five-o,
big man. Sit dude.
Filming up all the way after every podcast.
Right, mate. So that was a good pod.
That guy is a freak for doing that, man. Adam 22.
He's a dirty man, isn't he?
That's such a weird, like, it's so funny. It's so mad to have that mad career.
Mind he let that fucking, Jason Love guy shag his bird.
Man, big dude, mate.
And it was like awful. Like, imagine like that was your life. Like, oh, she's dying to shag this guy. So I'm just going to be sounding letter.
Let her shag the guy, mate. That's fucking mental. And then just like,
So
they might have made like they probably made like a couple of million off that, maybe there. A £1 million, mate, and then like all these views, and then everybody's forgot about it, but it just gets brought up by being like, mind that man weird cunt let some man get his shaggy's missus for like clout. Know what I mean? Like that's it now. It's a memory of like a mad weird thing to do for clout. Like that's what he's up for. That's what he's wanting today, and he's just like flinging pure last. Like
that's a crazy life, mate. See when I see like, see if you look at like, see at like Aiden Ross and fucking Speed and all that, right? Mm. See, you're just like, your life is so fucking weird.
Aye, that mad.
Like
that
constantly, like they're basically doing what we, but nobody doing what we do. But like, you're just doing that like all day, basically.
Aye.
Fuck that, mate.
Mate, that guy saying it like caused a mad riot in New York and all that when he tried to do a meet and greet at Times Square and like fucking 40,000 cunts showed up and started pure jump my police motors and that. Like it's pure mad. Like cunts pure.
That's why we guys love the streams.
Cunts love like mad queso and all that.
Dubs in the chat.
Jinxie boy, mate. I've been watching a bit of Jinxie. I've been watching my good mate Adam Donnelly, mate. I was about to mention on this the fucking Don Scran. Mind, what? I said I wanted to talk about it. People
when
need
we
to
went
know.
To hasn't got the Chinese.
Don's the best guy ever, mate. I love Don.
Don Diaries, Adam Donnelly.
Yes, Adam Donnelly. Fucking best dude ever. But what happened with that Chinese, mate? How insane was that?
Aye, that was crazy. We got a Chinese. He's like, aye, wait, he's try this. It's fucking amazing. We got it since I was a young boy and all that. And then we got it. But we got sauced, didn't
we? We get like
curry sauce or something.
Aye, salt and chili chicken rice, curry sauce and chips. But Don had everything except the curry sauce.
I sauceless and just like
shoveling it.
That's crazy to me, man.
Dry meal.
Aye, it's not like something that's going to come with sauce through it.
It was one of the things that I was like sitting like looking at him while I was eating mine. Not like, is he all right?
He's got to choke.
Is that not got eye on it?
My digestion. I'd have been like pure. Like,
aye.
I need the liquid.
Aye, you need a bit of lubricant. Pause.
Pause the new. Actually, Joe, you made actually the craziest decision I've ever heard of in my life. When I was inquiring if you'd be able to come tonight and produce a pod, I heard that you were out on it and you'd booked an eye test for the next day. See to me, right? That I couldn't really think.
No, I
a
had
day.
An eye test. I didn't book one. Like, I already had it, so I had to go.
No,
to
but
I
don't mean.
Oh, can I go? Because then they like charge you and all that.
No, but don't get don't get boozed up.
But the decision to get right on it the night before, and you're like, I'm going to this eye test, like 100%.
Tours.
I don't know how I didn't really think that would be a bad thing to do. Then I was like doing it, and I was like, she was like putting a flash at my eye. That my thing. But the day that your pupils, I was like, fuck. Are you actually wet the police tape? I'm a torch. Like.
See if you're dilating and all that.
Other shit as well, but no, I ended up fine. It was alright. Do new you? Contact lenses and all that. So it's
how fucked Costco are your ones. Eyes? Like how?
They're, bad, they're
are you?
Saying it's like I've got a case of rugby ball eye or something. That's what they were saying. It's
Mad Stewie, he die.
I can't remember what it is. It's a mad astigmatism or something.
Aye.
It's like double vision.
Jesus.
But I didn't know I had it, so I've been pure trying to. I've been basically had the rang ones for it. Mate, but I've still not corrected it yet, so it's a mad thing.
All the greats have
astigmatism.
Spexy.
Spexy. Jesus H. Christ.
Did Jesus H. Christ have one?
I think so, I think that's a thing. He had that. Unless, actually, what the fuck? I'm a fucking idiot, mate. What do you call it when you put nails through somebody's horns? I think that's like something.
Stigmata.
Stigmata.
Is it Jesus?
Mate, spexy, crucified, you know what I mean?
Is that spexy on my cross? Mate,
they fucking, they will never crucify spexy.
They'll do that to him one day.
Crucy. Spexy is on like a level of like untouchability, the same as Drizzy is.
Mm.
I think you can't take spexy down.
No.
No.
I think, what about Big Water? What about Volvic and that? Do you think they'll get involved?
He's fucking tackling Big Water, they know. I still want...
Yeah, I think they might...
I still want that Kangen, mate.
You gonna do it?
I still need it.
Just go and get a bag off him. Bag of Kangen, bro.
A sack of Kangen water.
You should get a Hessian sack of Kangen water, take it back to the village. Can be. Yeah, you should have. Walk back up with the Kangen water and feed the people, mate.
Aye, like an African mother walking back to the well, mate.
A pot.
Walk
you should walk a big bag of...
Coat bridge to Canby. Doing the motorway,
Kangen water.
Mate, what about the guy? Did you see the guy the day that was chasing the police with a chainsaw?
No.
In Paisley?
No.
Mate.
You had to get that looked up.
Let's get the video up. Mate. We can pause and I'll get the video.
Cheers. Before this starts, mate, do you want a beer?
No, if it's one of the fucking up the rubbish supermarket normal beers. Hate them.
It's no. It's from Beer 52, it's beers from all around the world, and they send them out to you, and they're from all around the world.
Different types of beers?
All different kinds, dark beers and stouts and...
IPAs?
Lager and IPA. Do you want one?
I'll take one of those.
Okay.
Troops were delighted to have Beer 52 back on board with us, and they're still offering you a free case of 8 new and exclusive beers. All you need to do is go to www.beer52.com/gaff, that's G-A-F-F, and cover the postage cost of $6.95, and you're going to get those 8 beers delivered right to your door. They're from all around the world. They've got dark beer, stout, IPAs, lager. So if you're in love with the beer, there's only one way to go, and that's Beer 52. You can sign up and cancel at any time. That's 8 free beers delivered to your door for free. Just cover that postage cost. You can also learn about the beers. They delivered you a wee magazine as well and some snacks to have with your beers. It's delightful. I was actually signed up for it like 2 weeks before they came back on board with. So this is something we actually use. All the beers are delicious. I've never had a bad one from it. So sign up today. That's www.beer52.com/gaff to claim your free case of insanely good beers now. That's beer52.com/GAFF.
What's that, mate?
That's Australian Pale Ale, mate. What did you think of that?
That was flavourful and hoppy and everything I want and delicious, and it was a really refreshing beverage.
So I seen this the day, mate. This was in Paisley. Like the day, mate. Like I'm just... I've seen people chasing the police as in like with a blade or something, but...
Aye.
Who has a chainsaw on them?
Handy.
I know.
Ready to go.
Let's watch it.
Yeah, that's on. Oh my God, mate. Look, I'm running.
He's running really fast for like having a chainsaw,
mate,
isn't he?
I know. He must have one of the wee streamlined fuckers. Mate, chainsaw. Have you, because you see videos of cunts getting chopped up by chainsaws, like mad Mexican cartel videos and shit, mate, and it's the worst thing ever.
Because
like the legs get chopped off and it's like it just goes through them like...
Aye, like it's a plank of wood or
as
something.
As if it's fuck all, mate. Like less than the resistance of wood. Mate. It's just soft shit, mate. It just goes... It's just
what was he going to do if he actually fucking... Jink would have actually just chopped a police up in broad daylight. Apparently he was in a Passat, he took a chaser off him. And then he popped, like, a police, see if you see it, you see it in the video, there's a police motor that's into, like, the like a wall that somebody's got, is like a fence, do you know what I mean? Like a brick wall. Uh-huh. When it's like right in, like, rote half motor, police motor.
Aye.
And then he's obviously got out and just started chasing him with a fucking chainsaw.
Mate, so did he, like, is this like a mad episode of, like, Tom and Jerry, like... What, did he get a bit of pill in between?
I got it off your snuggling,
mate. Pure Tom and Jerry, like, pure going back and forth to each other. Like, I'm getting my fucking chainsaw out, and he chases him back the way, like a Scooby-Doo villain or something.
But
aye, what are your, what's the end goal here? To actually just chop a guy up in the middle of Paisley? It's Paisley so, chainsaw
how
massacre.
How nuts do you need to be to think, like driving away from the police, and you're like, no, what the fuck, I'm going to go, like, I'm going to turn the tables, you know what I mean? Like, I'll be the one chasing. Aye. That is the ultimate alpha thing ever today.
Aye, I've got a chainsaw in my boot.
You are chasing the police, like, you're not getting chased after the police, you are chasing them, and they're like, trying to get away from you.
It's rare you see a police, like, turning around, like, running that way. It's usually, like, running towards a cunt.
Aye.
It's rare to see it, but I was also thinking, like, imagine, like, being that guy, right, and being that raging and being like, fuck, I'm going to get my fucking chainsaw out. You get your chainsaw, get it started up now, and you start chasing them. Like, gentle's a wee setting. They're like, what the fuck am I doing, man? Like,
I think if you're actually willing to do that, there's like nature, like, you've no got that hang in your brain.
You've no got,
because surely at some point before that, you'd have been like, is this a good...
Aye.
Like, what's the end goal of this for me here?
I get road rage and adrenaline, like the best of them, mate.
Aye.
Like, I really do. I told you that time, mind that a mad fucking painter and decorator or something was all covered in paint, pulled up in front of my van.
Oh.
Pure sideways in the road, and they came up, and there was pure spitting at the window and battered the motor, that. And I was like, I put the window down like that, and I was like, you're stinking, that. I said, you need a bath, mate. You need a bath, go home, that. But
mate, there was cunts rolling about on the fucking M8 the whole week.
Was that, aye?
Mate, like, at the Kingston, I think it's the Kingston Bridge, that M8.
Aye, aye.
At the Kingston Bridge, there was, like, standstill traffic, and I don't know what happened, mate. There's just a video where, like, you see, like, the bridge in the background, it's two cunts, like, rolling about the motorway, mate, like, on the ground, pure, trying to throw punches and that. Like, how would you ever get to that stage? Like, imagine being in standstill traffic on the Kingston Bridge, right? And being like, ah, I'm going to go out and fucking do that.
What could he have done? Like, what? But, like, no, what he could have done? It could have been this cunt that fucking done this to me on the M74 once, mate. This guy was, like, peeling off the M74, and I didn't realise I was annoying this guy. I didn't realise I was doing anything wrong. I was driving, like, cruise control, like, 65 mile an hour. Like, I'm at normal. It was like 7 in the morning, got my what right, and this guy, like, pulled off, and as he pulled off,
there it's there, aye.
Oh my god,
that's
bro.
The Kingston Bridge video.
Is it the lorry driver? Mate, lorry driver's just bounced out his lorry and stuff.
They are waiting to fight, mate. Look, they're using tap, but they're, like, rolling about, not me, like, actually on the ground.
Mate, he's getting punched about.
Does he get football boots on or something?
he's soccer cleats
mate,
on.
Mate, see as well, imagine getting launched off the bridge. Imagine that was the end of the video, actually getting launched off bridge into the water.
This could have, like, this cunt that pulled off the M74, this could have been me and him, mate. Like, on the East Kilbride slip road to the M74, this guy pulled off. I wasn't going that way, I was going straight. But as he pulled off, he beeped, and I looked around like that, and he was like this. It was a pure gimp, and he was like...
Aye,
like a pure
you with,
like,
the bird.
No, how, like, a pure, like, straight up, like,
aye, it's like maybe the fourth time he's ever done it. Aye, he's like trying to figure out how to hold his fingers
like that. But and I was like, what the actual fuck? And I think I had time to pull off, and I had, like, Joe's pal in the motor with me, we're going to work, and I was like, fuck it, we're going off, mate, and pull off and chased them for, like, ages.
But was that Dylan?
Aye, I was.
Do you know
Dylan.
Dylan's done that before? He stopped the motor and got out and started fighting somebody.
Did he?
But Pierre stopped suddenly and just jumped at the motor. Because he had a feud with him.
Can he not go for that?
Do you know what the feud was about, right?
What was the feud about?
It's, you know how Royston is, like, a big Celtic community?
Aye.
There's, like, one Ranger supporter. I'm not going to name MD, right, but one person is called Dylan.
There's one guy.
And Dylan's my pal, right? But he kind of did deserve it. But it was stupid what he did. He was sitting lighting fireworks after his back garden.
Well, when Celtic, like, won?
Aye, and it basically, like, hit the one Ranger supporter's window. And his window was, like, opening on that.
What,
and then
the one Ranger supporter?
He's saying it was an accident, right? And I'm like, it's surely you.
That was that, mate.
But for the other boy's perspective, he's like, he could hear him laughing and all that.
Aye, aye. Mate, it was a Hun-seeking missile.
And then after that, there was a long feud, and the feud ended with him. I think the feud started before he got a motor, so like the motor was probably part of his plan to end it.
I had to put the pieces in place.
And he probably saw him like walking across the road and just stopped. Pure go at the motor.
What, just in the middle of the street?
Middle of the street, mate.
That, imagine getting pulled up on, mate, just leathered by the guy that shot a firework in your window.
It's not right.
As the mate, only Rangers fan.
No, it's funny. I seen, I forgot to tell you about this. I seen Dylan get like a... Do you want him, like, his identity revealed here? No, definitely not.
I've spoken about one that's huddles, mate.
It's just because you said it was my pal, you were in the motorway there. And I was
did
like,
you go to Celtic games?
Aye.
Right, I seen him at the semi-final at Hampden, and he came up to me, he's like, he's balked, mate, and he's like,
That was Sean. It was Sean.
No, it might have been the two of them, but...
Aye, where they been
but
together.
One of them was heavy, went bouncing, like, and I was like, I know you, and he's like, day? It was like...
Aye, that's you're just stonewalling you, but
it was like what was he say? I kind of remember, but I remember going, I need to ask Joe who that actually was.
My ma said, oh, did you see Sean? Because he bumped into Evan. And I was like, oh fuck no, but that's why I've spoken about him. I know Joe's got a weird collection of
subset of culture.
They're interesting, like we was like a wee casual. Is that a wee football casual?
Aye, that's the vibe I got. Aye,
and then Sean's fucking crackles. But all these other, they're all just different people, and they all get along. It's weird. It's like a mad ecosystem, mate.
Aye, they just survives. Like they all kind of need each other. Somehow,
there's like parts of them that they like, but parts that they don't. But they hang about all the time. It's weird.
See, like now I've seen getting chucked at, imagine you get chucked off that bridge. I was on Twitter the other day and I just pure laughed at myself. I was sitting, I was scrolling, right? And I was like, now they mad pages like crazy clips on Twitter. Worst, it's like old woman getting punched about and all that. Right, there's one, it was like, bro actually threw him off the bridge. And it was like, cunts fighting on a mad bridge. And it was like, the ocean or something, know what I mean? Like, God. It was like, and like, I was sitting trying to watch it, right? And then like, I scrolled down to see the comments, and now on their pages especially, it's like, oh, mad AI porn fucking, like, sign up for my OnlyFans and all that, right? And I scrolled down and I was like, oh, fuck's sake, that's fucking ruined. But as if like, I'm like, I'm trying to watch somebody get chucked in the ocean here, as if that's like any better morally than like a porn sign up. I'm like, fucking ruined, man. I've seen people go to say about a guy getting chucked in the ocean.
That's so true.
Which is equally a horrible thing.
Equally is like, unneeded in society.
I love that. Ruined, man.
This good thing's been taken away. Mate, do you know that my least favourite thing about that shit with Twitter? The people, so like every big tweet, there's all the mad random replies that are other memes try to like farm interactions. Mm-hmm. But then there's always about 10 tweets that are also trying to farm interactions moaning about it.
Aye.
And they're mad copy and paste jobs, and it's all AI. The AI are like fucking moaning about the other AI, you know that?
I don't mind some of the AI ones, man. Like, history and all that, and it starts just pure giving you paragraphs of shit. Oh. I know nobody actually sat down and wrote this.
Creepy.
But it's still good. It's good information.
There's one like called creepy.org that's like the best.
Is
Twitter.
That AI? Or no, just a Twitter account? I know what it is.
They big explainers and that under their shit sometimes.
I've seen that. I like they'll explain the context. They what you're looking at and that, and you're like, it was like, this was moments before he was shot to death and that. And it's like,
mate, I pure done a thing, like, I get done by an AI like early on when they were all popping up on Twitter because somebody owned one of their, like, classic pics or something, and it was, like, something to do with, like, the Romans and whatever else and that, but it didn't have a lot. It was a mad out of context thing, and then a guy, looked like a guy in that, posted, like, a big, massive explainer, and he was like, my name is Daniel whatever. I post explanations on things that you might find a bit out of context. I would appreciate a follow, and I was like, is that fucking good cunt? I haven't followed him. And then I see it all the time now. It's obviously AI writing that.
Aye, not it must be, man. Because it's so easy to do that.
I feel like I can tell when it's AI saying it, but like it's like pure... it's getting closer, but the sentences are still like very like... It'll be like underlit Man United, like the fight now, like they'll post a picture and it's like full-time result and they've like drew with fucking Leeds or something in the FA Cup, like something like that. And all the comment, it'll be comments and it'll be like... Manchester United are in a tough spot. They are a really large club with a massive following. What will Erik Ten Hag do next? And a question mark that's very like
proper.
But as you say, there is some that I see and I'm like, I'm like, is it? Because somebody would say that also.
Aye, but that's like still a sentence.
Mate, it's basically the exact same shit as like an African Man United fan and like Uganda would be tight him up. No, aye. I mean, it's pure. Erik ten Hag will need to think about his next move. AI just copied the fans. Yeah. Indian guys, that's what Man U
for sure. The African guys talk amazing. See the African that's, like Man U fans in that, they all sit, spell things like they go like, they, nay, they, there. It's always like N-E-E-Y. It's very similar. Like, I'm just like, they're just talking slang. I love it.
See, when I,
it's
see,
so class.
See, when I was in Vietnam, I was talking to a lassie. I think I was trying to look for a job and I was talking to this girl. No, I was trying to get people to start for my company or something like that. Like, they told us to try and look for people. And this South African girl messaged me, right? And she'd see the way, like, she was talking in English, like, typing, like, yeah, Dan, what, like, but I could sort of, I felt like I was having a stroke reading it. No, I mean, I was like,
but it makes sense a bit. Like, I read African, like it's no English, but it's, it looks like it's spelled like Scottish words. As I say, like, they say like D E Y for like they, mm-hmm. and it's like they, like that, obviously. They. But then, like, I just read it and I'm just like, I just read it in my accent and I'm like, can I make sense? I like with the Man United Nigerians and that, I've got to say.
Oh, mate.
They've got a lot of input in the Twitter sphere.
Troops, we've got an announcement. We are now offering a 7-day free trial on our half B tier over at our Patreon. So that means you'll get access to the end of the episode. When you hear us switching over to Patreon at the end, that means you'll get access to all of those episodes. So why not give it a go? 7-day free trial. You can go right through our archive of every bonus Patreon episode we've done. We've even got a few episodes that are just bonus episodes that we chucked in for that tier at random times, so you'll have so much to watch through. Give it a try. It's 1 week, you'll not be charged. Cancel it before the end if you don't want to be charged, but it's £3 a month, so it's up to yourself. Obviously, we've got our other tiers, a blue flavor boy tier. With that, obviously, you get all the extended episodes, but you also get a bonus episode each month. You get access to the Discord server. You get to ask questions for guests and us. We've also got the On It Till Tuesday tier, where you get two bonus episodes every month. You also get early access to all the episodes and you get 10% off merch. And then obviously you get everything else that we've mentioned previously. And then our biggest tier, the GOAT tier, the daddies, you get to request an episode. It can be anything really, within reason, unless you want us to like strip off. We can discuss a price about that. But for £20 a month, you can request an episode. It can be anything, it can be a conspiracy theory, a watch along, anything you can think of. You get 20% off merch, plus everything mentioned in all the other tiers. So yes, get on it, troops. www.patreon.com/Riley's Gaff.
Mate,
what about the guy, mind the mad guy from Nepal, and he's pure Manchester United? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, no,
he's like, Cristiano Ronaldo, he's from Nepal, and he lives in like mad mountains. He's always like outside kicking a ball, and he's like, Manchester United, what is happening?
Mate, what about my Jungle Boy? Seen Jungle Boy? He's like the guy with the machete and he pure hates Rangers and that. He's just always doing videos and him and all his pals have got Celtic taps and he's like, thank you, Christina, for buying the chicken. And it's like somebody, a mad Celtic Moz bought them a chicken and that. It's fucking mental, mate. It's the pure maddest shit ever. See, sorry, you going?
No, I was just going to say, see, like, now we're talking about mad crazy videos that get like sent about the cartel chopping people up and that. How funny is it? Like, see anybody like 45 and above, mm-hmm. the videos that they send about is like the peak humor is like some mad woman that looks kind of hot and then like a big dick flops it or something. That is like the pinnacle. Is like, wait till you see that.
Mate, do you know
you're no gonna believe what you see, right?
No, you're gonna enjoy it for a bit, but then I'm not too sure.
I'm watching you watch it, look at that. Waiting for you to go like that.
Oh, that's fucking hot. What a cop, man. That's a bobby.
That's maybe a sexy woman.
Wait, I remember, see, when I was working for your dad,
I was just
Jamie,
about to say,
there was one, right? No, he wasn't there. He had nothing to do with this. So, just the cunts that obviously worked for him.
What I was going to say.
But they had one in WhatsApp, right? But it was like every week and it was like a big long compilation and it was like probably about 10 minutes long and it's like, no, keep watching it and all that. And it was like hundreds of them just after the other.
Yeah,
and it's like, it loses its thing after like the second one. And it's like, next one's better and all that. That's the final evolution of that shit, but it's fucked. Have you seen that?
That's what I'm saying. See that guy that we're both thinking about on that site? I'm not gonna mention his name, obviously, right? But that guy, I've not seen one of the videos since him, but every morning, mate, he'd go like that. And then watching, but he was the funniest guy ever. It was actually some boy. Like, I pure loved him. He was some man, but like, yeah, that was his shit. That was like his pure peak humor.
See the one of the days where the woman whose house it was getting built came in. Like, he was the one that had to pure convince her to do something. Like, he was the one that was kind of talking to her about shit, even though he was pretty stupid and all that. But when he was talking to her and be like, no, you really want that and all that. Oh, you're no one that behind your hangman and all that.
We're hanging about a different
he's
guy.
A silver it was an electrician.
Oh, right. Okay, we're hanging about different people, but building sites, they videos mate, are rampant. I've not seen them in ages.
Did you get sent the one that was like a Scottish junior team and they were all shagging? Like, five guys. It was like five muscular black gentlemen going to town.
And they all
like,
got the sack? Or did they get kept in the club? The club had to put out a statement and that?
Aye, mate. So like, this video's getting passed about what's happening. It's like, mate, it's like two lassies shagging like four or five guys, but they're all pure... You like that, you bitch.
Oh
and
my it's, God.
Mate, but what's worse is like they found out that like they both had boyfriends and that. Aye. Mate, imagine you woke up the morning, right, and just seen a video of your like five well-hung gentlemen, like pure, but no even being nice about it, mate. Being like, you like that, you bitch.
Oh no, mate. I would, oh, actually.
It's actually, that might be the worst thing ever to happen
but
to
then
anybody.
Also, if something that like atrocious happens, you just go, right, that's that done then. Fuck that, know what I mean? And then you just distance yourself with it, like,
not that I can do for that.
Not today with me, fuck it.
Not that's it. Can't
but mate, it happened with Johnston Borough. No mind, the junior team Johnston Borough that won a cup, and then there was stuff getting sent about like one lassie in the hotel with all of them, and she had a boyfriend in that here. Like,
is it the same video I'm talking about?
No, it's no, but it was like 10, like the full team. But then,
aye,
she was
hitting
Whitney True and all that.
Aye.
But then that's a pure like, oh my God, mate, imagine Johnston Borough, mate. That even like a real football team. No. Like a mad second division junior.
A mad groupie for Johnston Borough. waiting all season.
The Borough boys.
Waiting all season.
Just wait till we get in that Hilton.
Oh, can't wait till they win that.
Player
cup.
Of the Year award.
There can't be much things worse in life than that.
Than the Borough running at through our messes.
At least treat my lady with care in the bedroom.
No,
you know what I mean?
That's not what you want because then it's like. Then it's like you no, but what? Then it's like as soon as that happens, that person isn't your bird, isn't he? End the day with you, you're like, you're a mad nutter, know what I mean? Like,
you
want it to be as like bad grotesque as possible because you're like,
I don't think you do. You
don't.
Honestly.
You don't, but you get what I'm trying to say.
Like, demean it a bad experience? Do you mean that's a bit? That's bad territory to talk.
I know that's not. No, that's not what I mean. I mean, Mel, like just like something that just puts you off. Something
like the way I'm talking about. Like he's not even being pure. Oh yeah. You're having a good time.
Oh, mate, do you want that?
I want somebody who's going to check up, but
aye.
Are you all right with this?
I enjoy, but then
that would be even worse.
I know.
No, it's like, all bad. It's all bad.
Let's go to Patreon and talk about nice stuff. Where have we got? We've got some fucking wild chair for the party, I've heard.
I've got a couple of things. I think we've unveiled a new TikTok superstar. Mm. And I'm saying, honestly, Jamie Wood, RIP, sent us it. And it's maybe the GOAT, like... It's maybe, I'm saying better than Southey. And we're getting in early here, mate.
And I tell you what, you've always had an eye for a TikToker. That boy, JW.
Oh, he's next level.
He's the up-and-comer. J-Dub. The up-and-coming scout for tickers.
Aye, mate, I've took a back seat.
You're mate, aye, you're up in the office now.
I'm up in the office, aye. I'm letting people bring them to me, mate, and then I make a decision on them.
And this is what we're going to do on the Patterson Live with Joseph to get his comments
to warm our cockles.
Yep.
Troops, we're still doing the free trial, patreon.com/Riley's Gaff, to hear the end of the episode and every other end of the episode where we switch over and watch naughty things.
Talk about bad stuff.
Thanks for listening, Troops.
Thank you.
See you later.